This is Biz. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a baby boy and a daughter who's a full-blown kid.
And I'm Teresa, a part-time working mom with two little boys.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, we talk children's music and speak with Lisa Loeb.
Woo! Oh my God.
Are you excited?
So pumped.
I am really pumped.
Yeah. I was like getting excited about this show while I was getting ready at home today.
Because
I was like, I'm going to go do this really great show today.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how are you besides excited?
Oh, I'm super depressed. it's just funny because like last week I was listening back to last week's show.
Right, which hearing, is really like, depressing.
Yeah, but I just felt so amazing for that brief moment in time.
Right.
Like I was right at the end of like the 4-day stretch, you know, solo parenting, and just felt like I can do anything, you know, like I'm the champion mom.
Right.
And then like just immediately after that, I was just crushed with the reality that, like, it's not like when you finish a big project at work,
right,
or you finish finals at school, or like any other
mastering anything
that right, happens in your life where you, like, do it and you're really tired and then you get a break. Like, it was just like, okay, that happened, and then now you're just moving on with everything, and everything is just as hard as it was pretty much when your husband was gone, because he's home, but he's also working really hard, and he's
right,
tired from, like, his big trip where he was working. And it's just like, okay, so it's just...
Like, children just add this layer
yeah,
to all of these other things.
Yeah.
I can remember somebody telling me once, like, that... You have the baby and you're up all the time and you're like mm-hmm, running on to sleep, and all these people, because I used to do a lot of sketch comedy festivals, mm-hmm, you know, you'd be up for like 3 or 4 days in a row, like mm-hmm, maybe sleeping 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You were just like Red Bulled out of your mind, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, it's nothing like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I don't know. It's nothing like, it's not
really
the same
like that,
as
yeah,
that kind of
thing. Because we're talking building over months.
Over months. Yeah, right. Which is,
you know?
Which is how he was. No, all work and no play.
Yeah.
Makes mommy kill everybody. Makes mommy really cranky.
Yeah. So then Jesse bought me flowers, which
hey,
was really
nice.
And I was like, okay. But then I was like, okay, I'm still really tired.
I looked at Stefan the other day after a week of just like too much. And I was like, you need to just go and buy me some of those chocolates that you get me on Mother's Day. I just need a box of them
yeah,
soon.
Good job just telling
just,
him.
You need to just yeah, do it.
Did he do it?
No.
It's coming. It's coming.
No, he hasn't done it.
It's coming.
Stephen Lawrence. All right, well, I'm going to...
All right, how are you?
Well, I'm all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fine. But I wanted to share this amazing parenting advice
okay,
that Stephen... Why Stephen and I do so well together sometimes as parents
uh-huh,
and as a couple is that we clearly see eye to eye on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And we had friends over with their child... this boy who lives near us. This is my drinking parent friends
oh,
from an early
friends,
on
yep,
episode of One Bad Mother.
Yep.
Anyway, he and Catherine Bell go to the same preschool. They're mm-hmm, friends. They come over all the time. So they are sort of the ends of the evening. It's already getting dark. And they've got these two like foam sort of water guns, these like water cannons that you like, it doesn't matter. You probably know what I'm talking about if you've ever, water cannon. No hard parts, all foam. Anyway, so they're playing with these,
mm-hmm,
and they're basically having a sword fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, they're hitting really hard
mm-hmm,
with it. And the first time somebody gets a little popped with it, there's this,
uh-huh,
I got hit. And
yeah,
Stephen and I almost simultaneously look at them and say, if you're going to play a hitting game, prepare to get hit. And they both look at us, and we're like, you're welcome to do this.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, you're gonna get
right,
hit.
Don't act all surprised.
Not yet. Not 2 minutes later.
Like you've been violated.
Not 2 minutes later. Poor Catherine Bell gets hit, and she's like, "Oh!" And I'm like, Steph and I are like, "One, are
like
you okay?
Well,
one, are you okay?
Yeah.
Two, you're playing a hitting game.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm okay. Right? And then the third time it happens." She gets popped again, and she kind of crawls out. And this time, the boy is sad. He gets upset because he knows he's hit her.
Yeah.
And we all know it's a hitting game, and you're going to get hit. But like, he starts to cry because he's like, but she knew she was going to get hit. And I'm like, she's not upset. She's okay.
Oh,
and it was just, like, totally awesome
chaos.
But anyway, that's the Lawrence parenting style.
That sounds amazing.
It was. It was pretty amazing.
Okay.
I'm going to segue with this real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to segue that great parenting advice like this is available to you thanks to Max Fun.
Yeah.
Maximum Fun.
Yeah.
Allowing
Our
family network of shows for allowing One Bad Mother to have and do the show.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but now is the time for us to share with you that this is a Maximum Fun show.
Woo!
And right now, this week and next, we are in the Max Fun Drive.
The Max Fun Drive. And you know what? You know what's fun?
What?
Yeah, it's just fun.
So fun.
It's fun, one, because you get to hear Teresa and I talk about it. And we're delights. Right? We are delights. And two, by supporting Maximum Fun, you are supporting One Bad Mother and all of the Max Fun shows, and you're going to get cool stuff.
You're so getting cool stuff.
You're getting cool stuff.
And we're doing extra, we're working extra special hard these next 2 weeks to
Lisa Loeb.
To have great shows that you guys want to hear.
We busted out a celebrity.
A celebrity.
For the Max
for
Fun
you.
Drive. One Bad Mother show.
So for those of you who are new to Maximum Fun, this is something we do once a year. You won't hear us coming back to you every couple of months doing this. It's
right.
A once a year thing. We try to make it really eventful, really exciting, really festive, and really fun. And that's why we have great background music like that. And basically what it is just a time where we come out and say to you guys, you know, we give these shows away for free. We work really hard on them. We think they're good and worth supporting. And now is the best time out of the whole year for you to support what we do by becoming a member of Maximum Fun. And what that means is you go to MaximumFun.org/donate and you select a monthly membership level that is right for you. We have membership levels all the way from $200 a month.
Woohoo! Who loves One Bad Mother? Show us with money! I'm just kidding.
All the way to $5 a month. Tell me that you can't afford $5 a month to support what we do here at One Bad Mother.
You're going to get 20 emails.
I know.
Like, I cannot.
I can't afford it. All right. Anyways, if you can support what we do, there is a membership level that is right for you. And we've got tons of great thank you gifts at all the levels. At as low as $5 a month, you're going to get our bonus episodes. You're going to get bonus episodes of all the Max Fun shows, but especially
the One Bad Mother bonus show.
The one that we made just for you guys.
Where we talked about cars.
We talked
about cars. And we had one of our favorite guests back on the show, Janelle Hanchett of Renegade Mothering, who talked with us about dyslexia and her son and some of the choices that they're having to make as they deal with this. And it was just a really great show.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a really
fun
show.
We've already gotten some really nice feedback about
that
show.
Yeah, exactly.
People saying it was their new favorite episode.
That's
and
right.
Things like that.
So this is the time to do it. This is a great time to do it. So we're going to encourage you to do it right now. And you can, by donating, you support all the Max Fun shows. And when you donate, you get to click on, you know, this year, what your favorite show is. And you could just click on One Bad Mother for total ego bragging rights that I get to have and tell my mother about.
Yeah, and so basically just so you understand how it works,
right.
you don't have to support all the Max Fun shows. You can say which shows you listen to
right.
and which show is your favorite show. And that's how the good people at Maximum Fun, like myself, figure out how to allocate those donation funds. So if you only listen to One Bad Mother, you can just donate to One Bad Mother. If you listen to all of our shows, you can tell us that you listen to all of our shows.
That's right.
And your donation will be spread out that way.
To be honest, though, I don't really care about where the money goes. I mean, I just want the money. I just want to know that One Bad Mother is your favorite show because I have an ego problem. And I think I tweeted earlier that I don't have children who are on competitive sports yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my competitive sport.
Okay.
This is it.
Great.
This is it.
So we need
I got
to
nothing
win.
Else.
Guys, we need to win the pledge drive. Biz really needs this.
I need this win, guys.
Go to MaximumFun.org and click on donate. Please, take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa?
Yeah?
Kids music.
Oh.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really, excuse me, I need to go throw up.
Kids music. I love you, you love me.
Oh, that's the one you're going to pick to start? Now that's going to be in my head.
I know,
for like
you're
weeks.
All ruined. You're ruined. All right, kids music.
Yeah.
I'm going to start us off by saying, I think what everybody has said to themselves before they have a baby, I'm never playing shitty kids music for my kid.
Every single person has said that.
I'm going to play
when they're pregnant.
Not only good music, but in particular what I like.
Yeah.
This child will be raised on bluegrass, and they're going to like Metallica. They're going to, why do I need to do, you know, kids bops of Green Day, which there are kids bop versions of Green Day.
Yep.
As opposed to Green Day.
Yeah. What's wrong with Green Day?
What's wrong with Green Day?
Yeah.
Right. And then how long was it for you? Because for me,
it was under a year.
Yeah.
It was still babyhood days.
Oh,
when I broke down.
Probably like 3 months in. But now, I want to say that there are two types of kids' music when I think of kids' music.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I think of horrible, annoying, I love you. And I know people listen to this. I know. Look, I am not judging you. I'm judging the music. If you play this for your kid, whatever gets your kid happy and relaxed, more power to you. I want to take, and it's not just the Barney song, all right? But anything that's like tink, 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 whatever, there's that.
Or like a kid's, bunch of kids singing the ABCs.
Right, or a bunch of kids singing Green Day.
Yeah.
Right? Or you've got like sort of the Elizabeth Mitchell sound, singing, or Lisa Loeb, who we're going to talk to you about.
Laura Veers.
Right. You've got people who make music professionally that are now singing some popular kids' songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're listening to the Crawdad song, but it's not being sung by a five-year-old. It's being sung by a professional singer who is actually cool and you can tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
So basically there's two types. Music I can't tolerate, and music I can tolerate. So this is what happened to me. So we were I just trying to play normal music in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably when Katie Bell was like sitting up and like was crawling, like rolling around the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We were just spending hours on the floor in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she just seemed to be getting no joy out of my Tom Petty albums.
Oh, really?
I know.
Shocking.
It's really, really weird. It's good to be king, Catherine Bell. What's your problem? And so then I just went over to Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because Stefan wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
No one was going to know my horrible secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I selected a kid's Pandora. So I first went to folk music. I went to kids' folk music.
Okay.
I didn't go to Disney.
How did this happen? What went through your mind? I want
to
know
exactly. Now that I listen to Frozen 24 hours a day.
No, I want to know. I think we need to figure out
what happens
in our brains that makes us. Because, as you said, before you had the baby, you're adamant. Why would I do that? You're just thinking to yourself, why in the world would I play that crap?
Just like
when I could just play good stuff that I like and teach my kids to love the good stuff.
And my life's never going to change. The two big lies you tell yourself.
So what... What happens?
All right.
That makes you not only soften on that position,
yeah,
but actually go the other way and say, I'm going to go out of my way
to find
some children's music and turn that on.
All right. So, okay. So in terms of the, I just want to have a quick shout out to the ding, 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 ding music that makes me crazy. Catherine Bell was just like not going to sleep, was having a rough patch of going to sleep. And we had one of those like Fisher Price stick on the side of the bed and it plays horrible ding, 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 ding music like out the side. And Stephen was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And like, it was like 2 a.m. I was like, somebody somewhere decided that this worked for kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I put it on. Ding, 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 ding. Fast asleep.
Are you serious?
Well, she got like mesmerized, but she stopped screaming.
She thought it was interesting.
Right.
And
I was like,
she fell asleep.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody played this for monkeys at some point in time and it worked, and now it's okay for our kids. So great.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to just like general music in the house, my thought really was, my kid doesn't seem to be having that much fun to this music. And I wonder if I could find something. People have been playing kids. There's a whole market of kids' music.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be something to it, right? Like, it can't just be.
So you wanted to see her engaging with the music,
right?
You were expecting some sort of
engagement
response
dancing
to the music you were putting on, and that wasn't happening. And you're like, "This is weird. It's almost like there's no music on." Right?
Yes, yes, yes. So I go and I try like, you know, kids' folk music Pandora station.
Mm-hmm.
I try like a song that I like,
mm-hmm.
and then like every third song was totally tolerable, and the rest were like, we make a pizza, put a kangaroo on a pizza. I was like, kangaroo on a fucking pizza? I'm going to shoot myself. But here's what happened. Here's what happened during this process.
All right.
On comes a song that I so vividly remember from my childhood.
Okay.
And it's by a folk singer named Sam Hinton.
Mm-hmm.
This was a singer that I used to listen to that my mother played for me,
mm-hmm.
and we also listened to in school some. And it was a sort of irreverent, like folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is one of my favorite songs. I was going to sing a tiny little bit for you, but it's like, you know, whoever shall have some good peanuts and giveth his neighbor none, then he can't have any of my good peanuts when his good peanuts are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, want to be joyful, joyful. It's like, you know, want to be great when somebody gets their comeuppance. Heaven
mm-hmm.
forbid I liked this song as a child.
Uh-huh.
It might have shaped my entire life. But again, it came on and I froze. Like I just froze in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went and immediately found the album and like bought the album.
It like washed over
it
you.
It washed over me.
Yeah.
And I started playing it and my kid liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were, you know, quote unquote kid songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going about this the wrong way. To ease myself into kids' music, I need to be finding kids' music that I really like and
mm-hmm.
then go from there. And then when Catherine Bell was 3, we got her own CD player. And so we started buying her some CDs. And that's when things like Disney's Silly Songs came about, which are the like, mm-hmm. I got a pizza.
Yeah.
Which she loves.
Yeah.
And we've just had to like suck it up and let it go.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, it's kind of like you, even if you don't enjoy it, you're watching your child love something. And there's something really, like, kind of contagious about seeing your child, like, get passionate about something. It's, like, really exciting. So even if you hate it, like, you kind of are just like, but it's so great that they're appreciating this thing and connecting with this thing.
We've got to remember, like, the mantra needs to be, it's not for us. It's
mm-hmm.
for her.
Mm-hmm.
This CD is not made for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is made for Catherine Bell. It is hers.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if we like it or not. You know?
You don't have to listen to it all the
right.
time.
Right. She wants to listen to it all the time. Fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. What happened to you guys?
Well, I...
He loves the Beatles. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Simon loves Green Day just as it is. I don't know what your problem is, Biz.
Well, we listen to a lot of rap music in our house, and that hasn't really changed. But for me, like, I'm very, like, I don't know how to describe it. I'm very sensitive to the mood of music.
Mm.
And a lot of times I can't even handle having something on because it's too much for me. Because it, like, I get, like, kind of sucked into whatever the mood of the music is. Huh. And, like, so I haven't been listening to, like, ever since I had my kids, I have not been listening to the same stuff that I used to listen to. Like, a lot of it, I was just like... It wasn't the right mental space to be in or the right mood to be in.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, that's
but I mean, I kind of miss it, but then also, like, it just doesn't feel right.
Right.
You know, like, I'm just kind of taking a break from it. But the other thing that happened was I figured out that my kids and I like reggae music. And as long as it's not, like, the homophobic,
right,
like, scary lyrics, scary offensive lyrics reggae music,
right,
as long as it's the, like, peace and love everyone,
right,
kind of reggae music.
I hadn't even thought about Bob Marley, but
yeah,
not the Bob Marley.
I mean, it's a little, like, it could be a little bit, if you're listening to, like, the same,
right,
like,
Three Little Birds,
you know,
right,
over and, I mean, you just have to, like, you know, you have to branch out. You have
right,
to, like,
right,
find
sure,
other,
it's not
you know,
the one album I listened to high in college,
yeah,
number
it's
two.
Yeah, not Legends or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, as long as, I mean, there's a lot of it out there,
yeah,
and, like, it's something that actually my dad listened to when I was a little kid. And so I think it's just sort of in me in a good way. Like,
right,
but I was never, like, a huge fan of it, but it's sort of like, it must have been somehow formative for me.
Right.
It really, like, it puts me in, like, a very calm place.
Oh, that's
when
nice.
When I'm, like, home with my kids. And they like it too, and we can dance to it if we want to, or just have it on if we
right.
want to have it on. And that has been great for us. I think, like, Jesse's starting to kind of lose it.
Right.
Honestly. But, like, if he's not there, then we can.
Well, I will say that you made a good point about, like, we always have, you know, like you said, we always listen to rap music in the house. You know, like, that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And that's something that we also have not surrendered solely. This is important. But no, but this is
right.
important to say, I
yeah.
think, in general. You don't have to surrender totally to the kids' music.
Right.
Like, when we're on, like, long trips, and Catherine Bell was sort of old enough to really want a specific album,
mm-hmm.
we would say, you can listen to a song, and then we listen to a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we listen to music at dinner. We listen to a lot of music in the house. The house mm-hmm. always has music on in the house. And at dinner, she'll want to hear the Sleeping Beauty, like, storybook. And I don't mm-hmm. mind listening to that because it's great and it keeps her quiet during dinner. So mm-hmm. Stefan and I can kind of talk. But after, like, the sixth night, it was like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
But so we're like, all right, today we're going to listen to, you know, soundtracks
mm-hmm.
or to, this is a really good song. And we get up and we dance and we mm-hmm. make it interactive with her. But I think it's trying to find that balance of you have to respect that mama and papa want to listen to certain, because I think there's music rules that are set up, like
mm-hmm.
sharing,
yeah,
but with music,
yeah,
that I think are important, because eventually they will influence, you know, eventually
oh,
my
yeah.
children will realize they've been listening to bluegrass their whole life.
Oh, I remember throwing fits in my house because my parents didn't want to listen to whatever it was
right.
I wanted to listen to, because I listened to it like 50,000 times over and over again.
Right.
They were like, no, we're just done hearing the soundtrack to Rent.
Yeah.
My poor parents.
Oh, that's good. I liked Barry Manilow. No one in my family liked Barry Manilow. I don't know where
really
that came
funny.
From. I'm a fan of Low. Anyway, well, you know who's going to help us figure out kids' music?
Yeah.
And
who
actually has enjoyable music?
Who?
Lisa Loeb.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So stick around, because we're going to talk a little bit more about the awesome thank you gifts for joining the Maximum Pledge Drive. Then we're going to genius and fail it up. And then we're going to speak with the amazing Lisa Loeb.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
Everybody wake up.
Wake up.
Open your eyes. Jump out of bed. Open your eyes. Jump out of bed if you're on the bottom.
It's the Max Fun Drive, Biz.
I love it. You say. It's the... Lisa's not going to take our call. It's the Max Fun Drive.
Yep.
And you know what's really what we get to talk about right now?
All the things you get for becoming a Max Fun member.
Yep. Yep.
So during the Max Fun Drive, it's the last 2 weeks of March. If during this 2 week period, you go to MaximumFun.org/donate and become a Max Fun member or upgrade
Woo-hoo!
Your membership to a higher monthly membership level, we will send you some awesome thank you gifts.
If you donate $5 a month, mm-hmm. you automatically get the bonus episodes for all the Max Fun shows.
Yep.
Especially the uber awesome One Bed Mother.
Mm-hmm. And you also, you get access to the bonus content hub. So that means all the bonus episodes for this year as well as last year. So if you become, if you're a new member this year, not only do you get our new bonus episode for this year, but you also get to listen to
our amazing bonus episode
from last year, which was our first recording ever.
It was our first recording ever. So
really
I think
special.
We came across as possibly, we should call that episode the judgiest of episodes. If you want to hear us just failing his first time
Or maybe that was the show that taught us how we didn't want to be.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Good call. Also, if you want to do $10 a month, you get possibly one of the most awesome things I've ever seen, which is the 18-month Mini Max Fun calendar, which is featuring art by Megan Lynn Cott. And it is all the Max Fun hosts as cats.
It's really unreal, you guys. We're cats.
We're cats.
So there's,
I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah.
And then I saw myself as a cat and Catherine Bell as a cat.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's a reference to the Ladybug episode where Catherine Bell's like, I just wanted to go like bananas. And now this is commemorated as cats.
Yeah. And
it's so awesome.
What's crazy is that it actually looks like you in a weird way.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of beautiful too. Like,
what's really weird is I have a calico. It looks like this.
Really?
It's as if I was my cat.
Yeah. It's really weird.
It's so awesome.
And then there's me and I'm with Simon and Oscar, my little kittens.
Yes.
And all of the hosts of all the Max Fun shows. So whether you listen to all the Max Fun shows or not, I think you're going to enjoy this calendar. The art is actually so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious.
Yes. And if you do the $10 a month, you also get all the bonus.
All the bonus content as well.
Which is great.
Yep.
$20 a month.
Yeah. $20 a month is our Diamond Friendship Circle. If you donate at $20 per month or more, you get the Max Fun Morning Essentials Kit, which is brought to you by Tonks Coffee and Stack Soap. So, Biz, this is just, I mean,
this is the ultimate mom need.
This is like the
gift for moms.
I mean, it's unreal how much it's for
moms. Do you have a friend who is a mom? You go donate this and give this to your mom friend.
Give it to your mom friend.
As a gift.
Sure.
What a nice way to do that.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it. Or get it for yourself because you deserve it. It is coffee. It is a coffee mug, and it is soap.
And the coffee mug is beautiful. It's cobalt blue. It's got the Max Fun rocket on the side. It's a really nice mug. I myself have tested the mug.
Yes.
And the coffee is from our friends at Tonks. Tonks, they're our friends, and I am completely 100% a subscriber of Tonks in my personal life. I get their coffee sent to my door twice a month. It's a great day. Simon knows it's a special day when he sees the package out there. He says, coffee! Jesse is always excited when he's the person to get to my front door first because he feels like he gets to be the bearer of good news and deliver my coffee to me. The coffee is really extraordinary, though. It really is the best coffee I've ever had. It's absolutely delicious.
And the soap.
The soap will...
Soap, look, here's the thing about... Here's the two things about the soap.
Okay.
Let's face it. It's mom's... Maybe we see soap like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we need that soap to be really good.
Yeah.
And this soap actually is its own genius soap.
It is.
It's stacks. They call it stacks because, like, you get the soap, and before you get down to the gross sliver, awful, I'm not even going to describe what our slivers look like, you just stack it back into the bigger bar of soap.
Yes.
And you're stacked.
And you're never wasting soap.
And
you're never using, like, a dumb piece that
it
doesn't
It looks like you
work.
Always have an unused bar of soap in
it
your
does.
House.
Yeah. It's really, really awesome.
That's
so
right.
The
it's
Morning
great.
Essentials kit is great. You can get that if you donate at the $20 per month level as a new member or as an upgrading member.
You
so
upgrade
if you
it.
Were already donating at $5 or $10 a month and you want to kick it up to $20, you too can enjoy the Max Fun Morning Essentials kit.
And then what moms really need, rocket engraved highball glasses if you were to join us at the $35 a month level.
They're actually really beautiful. They're really they're classy highball glasses.
Yes.
With permanently engraved with the Max Fun rocket logo, and they're very nice.
Nice to unwind at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Definitely, with booze in it or not.
There are also two higher levels mm-hmm. that you can donate at. If you donate at $100 per month, you join the Inner Circle, which is our sort of monthly culture club. Where
this is pretty cool.
Basically, we ask different hosts of the Max Fun shows every month. Different hosts select something, a book that just came out or the an album that they're really enjoying right then, or a movie.
Right.
And we send you a copy of it and tell you why we love it.
And then if you want to go bananas, mm-hmm. bananas, because you just got money laying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know some of you just have money laying around.
There are some. She's a rich mom and she's gone too far. It's the song episode. Why doesn't my kid like Hall & Oates? Anyway, it's the $200 a month. And this gets you on the boat party.
The
this
boat
gets you
party.
On the boat party.
The Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival. We're in year two. That's happening in July.
You're just in.
You're just in.
You're just in.
You get on the boat.
You're on the boat.
All the gifts are at MaximumFun.org. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate to become a member of Maximum Fun or upgrade your current Max Fun donation. We so appreciate your support.
We appreciate it, and we're going to thank you right now with some Genius and Fails.
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Teresa.
Yes.
Give me some genius.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
I'm just going to say magnetiles are fucking genius.
I'm just going to say I agree.
Right? I'm not trying to do an advertisement for magnetiles, but I'm sorry. We got these. My parents got them for Simon for Christmas, and he has played with them every single day for at least, 20, 30 minutes every single day since he got this gift.
Yeah.
And he can build these, crazy towers and shit.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Magnetiles.
It's awesome.
Genius.
Thanks.
My genius was basically I have been mentally working really hard to try and break some bad routines I've been setting for me and Ellis, just of staying on the couch all day and trudge whatever I can reach, I'm doing. But this weekend in particular, I just did stuff with both the kids. I had them outside. I was like, we're dragging the swing outside and we're going to do this gardening stuff that we need to do. And I'm not going to be scared of being fragile with my baby. We're going to just go out and break these routines. And we're going to do it. Things have to get done. I need them done. No one's going to help me.
That's major.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
on the stuff.
Huge.
And I need Catherine Bell to feel like she's participating, like the whole nine yards. And so I just realized I was breaking some bad habits and starting some better habits. And I just felt like
that's huge.
That no one was going to pat me on the back for that. So I was going to do it for myself here on the show.
Do it. You
Boom.
Genius.
Genius.
So my son, who is 4 and a half, has become obsessed with reading this one particular book at bedtime. And it is not a book that I hate, but it's getting old to read the same thing over and over and over and over and over. So last night we were reading and I told him to get his pajamas on and grab a book that he wants to read. And he comes out with this book and... So instead of reading the story all the way through, we pretended to be the two main characters in the book and just went through the pages and talked to each other as though we were, in this book, the organ grinder and the monkey. And by the end of the book, it even changed the ending so that instead of the monkey just smashing the organ grinder on the toe, as is the actual ending of the book, and the monkey running away, the organ grinder apologizes to the monkey for kidnapping him in the first place, and they end up having a sleepover and eating popcorn. It was really fun. And it was fun to see this kind of creative side of my kid and that he was able to play along with this game and still have the story that he wanted to have, but I didn't have to read the same words over and over again. So I felt like a genius, and bonus, I don't hate reading that book anymore. Thanks.
Good job.
Such a good job.
That's awesome.
That is a really good job. I don't always do such a good job.
Me neither.
Fail.
You suck.
What'd you do? That was awful.
This is a classic, like, causing more harm than you're preventing story. But basically, like, we'd gotten some light bulbs, like a package of light bulbs that were in that kind of packaging that's, like, for theft prevention. That's, like, that big, thick plastic where you have to cut it with scissors and it gets really sharp.
I hate getting into things.
And then somebody, another adult in the house that wasn't me... left the package on the top of the dishwasher where it was totally reachable by Simon. He was reaching for it, and I was like across the room, and I was like, no, that's not for you, it's not for you, please don't pick that up, please leave it alone, you know, all those things that were completely, like, futile.
Pointless.
And so he grabs it, and I'm so, like, annoyed and, like, pissed off at whatever was going on at that moment that I, like, stormed over and just, like, grabbed it out of his hand and totally just... cut his thumb with the
Jesus.
Sharp plastic by grabbing it. Like, the way I grabbed it from him just, like, caused it. It was a very small cut. It didn't, like, bleed, but it did, like, open his skin
a little bit. Cut, like a
yeah,
bad
like
paper
a paper cut.
Right.
And I felt like a real
asshole. I can beat your asshole.
Okay.
I can beat your asshole this week.
All right.
So one of these fun things that I'm going to do with all my children this week is just Catherine Bell and I have been talking about. We're going to plant these corn seeds, and we're going to plant these sunflower seeds in pots, right? And we're going to do it. Drag all the dirt out. She has no interest in, like, pulling the dirt out of the bag and putting it into the pot. She has no interest in, like, breaking up the dirt in the thing. I just want to dig. And I'm like, she'll, like, come over and kind of start helping and then, like, walk away. I was like, Catherine Bell, you either want to do this or you don't want to do this. Like, what? And she's like, I just want to dig. And I'm like, so come here and dig in this dirt.
Yeah.
Right? And it's going on and on and on. And finally she, like, sits down and she kind of starts to just, I don't want to do this. And I was like, fine, if you don't want to do this. She starts to go into the house and she looks a little sad. And I was like, I stopped. I pulled myself back and I said, Catherine Bell, what's the matter? She says, in, like, the saddest voice ever, I thought this was going to be more fun. And then I felt like a total jerk, and I just stopped, and I was like, Catherine Bell, come over. And we sat down, and I was like, you're right. It's supposed to be more fun, and we talked about it, and, like, blah, blah, blah. But I just was like, I just felt like such a jerk. I felt like such a jerk. And also, the way I had positioned Ellis in his swing near us, I wasn't aware until much later, was in the direct wind breeze of the dirt. So, like, when I went to pick him up,
he was
just, like,
dirty.
Speckled with dirt. Why are you crying over there, Ellis?
The first thing you have to understand is I have a 5-month-old who is exclusively on breast milk, which is fantastic, except that, God love her, she never quite got the hang of breastfeeding like a normal baby, and so I pump. I pump 5 times a day on a schedule, which means I work full-time, so I have to pump for 20 minutes twice a day at work. And today, I brought all of my pumping stuff except bottles to pump into, which means I haven't pumped since 5:30 this morning. It has been 12 hours. My boobs hurt so much.
That is a fail.
Sucks.
That is
that really sucks
to forget the bottle.
That happened to you?
That happened to me. You know, I was like 45 minutes away. The nice thing was I was in Manhattan. So like when I realized it, like I was able to like run to a drugstore and like
grab
a bottle or whatever to put on. But like there's just, that is a fail to get there, get all set up and not have it.
That sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Before I leave, there's some things I'm gonna need. Got my
Teresa.
Yes.
Let's call a mom.
Oh, great.
I'm so excited. This week, we are calling Lisa Loeb, who not only is responsible for being a major part of the soundtrack of my 20s, also has several albums and sing-along books of actually enjoyable kids music.
What?
What? Woo! Hello, Lisa.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, you're welcome. Zay, not only were you the soundtrack of my 20s, you are currently the soundtrack of my 40s and my children.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really...
So much time has passed.
Full circle.
It is, though. I cannot do any of the same activities with my... children with this current soundtrack.
What activities are you
when
talking
I was
about?
In my nothing. Let's move on. Lisa, one of the first questions we ask all of our guests when they come on our show is, who lives in your house?
I live in my house. My two children live in my house. My 4-year-old daughter and my 1.5-year-old son.
Mm.
And my husband lives in my house, of course. And my two cats live in my house.
Are you living
and
in
then there
house?
Are a lot of yes, there's lots of other people who live in the exact same house. Only I do tend to have a handful of people coming and going just because I work a lot, and so often things are based out of my house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, different people coming and going. But actually, I'm calling you from an office. I finally got an office the other day because I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
To see if I can actually get, even if I just am here like a couple of hours, a couple of times a week, see if I can get more focused work done.
Isn't it
a few
amazing?
Hours, a few days a week.
It's amazing sort of like once children are involved, like how even just 2 hours, like I'm constantly telling myself, if I could just have 2 hours somewhere.
Yeah. Think about everything you could get done.
I could get
in
so
two
much
hours.
Done and just too focused.
Oh, it's embarrassing, actually, because, you know, before that it was, I remember the other day, well, not the other day, that's the other thing, time warp.
Yeah.
The other day, meaning like 5 months ago, I was walking in the mall with my husband on a date. It was a date because I needed to find clothes for a tour or something I was doing, like a press tour and a playing music tour and going on TV tour, and I had nothing to wear. Or I didn't have enough to wear for that tour.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so as our date, my husband went with me to the shopping mall to do a very quick, I shop like a stylist. Like I literally will go into Macy's. I didn't even go to like the coolest store in the world. I went to like Macy's or Bloomingdale's. And just, I completely scour the entire floor, including Junior's, take everything that might fit or that might look decent or might be interesting or could be turned into something interesting, shove it in the largest room they have, and then try everything on as quickly as possible. And then, so my husband helped me with that hunting and gathering. experience. And that was our marvelous date.
Amazing.
But
take it where you
but
can.
While we
yeah.
were,
just get, I'm just impressed you got to a mall at this point in time.
Oh, I know. Well, and the same clothes I'm wearing literally this moment are the same from the same shopping trip from a little over a year ago. I'm like, it's fine. Nobody cares. I'm like, this is how mom pants were created.
Yeah,
this is how mom jeans were created because they don't unnotice that time is passing.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're wearing something that was from like 8 years ago.
We just had a discussion about mom clothes. And my standing theory is that whatever you were wearing and what was in style before you had your child is your permanent, that's your time
that's
capsule
all
for
you
the
got.
Rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you got.
Yeah. That's it.
That's
yeah.
it. Well, so we're today, Teresa and I on the show are talking about kids' music in general. And we were trying to figure out, we both were talking about how before our children, we made the vow that every person has ever made before they have kids, which is, I'm just going to listen, my kid's going to listen to regular music. They're going to listen to not kids' music.
They're going
right.
to listen to what
and
I like.
They're going to listen to what I
cool.
like. They're going to be cool. That's right. And then,
only the Beatles. And
right,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Petty,
and then at some point in time, your spirit breaks and you're searching for something that you and your child can find. And I was like, well, all right, let's talk to Lisa about, you've got two kids' albums out and you also have two sing-along books. And you have an album that you did with Elizabeth Mitchell, which I guess was one of the first sort of your...
That's my first kids thing I did,
thing. And I really love that album. And I also, you and Elizabeth Mitchell were probably one of the, that was probably my first CD that I was like, I can actually tolerate this. And it's good. And I'm actually singing it. And like, I can listen to this 30 times in the car, you know, trying
and
to
get
it. And
do.
My child likes it.
Yeah.
And so the question sort of is, the first sort of two questions are, what made you decide to start looking at kids' music? And is there a trick Are there like rules to kids' music that are different than, say, regular music, which is why kids like it more than, say, an adult album?
I'm trying to figure out, as a musician myself who makes kids' music now also, I'm trying to figure that out with children. I'm trying to figure that out. Before I had children, I made my first kids' record, the one I made with Liz Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And we were freshman roommates in college, and we had a band together for like 6 years. And then Liz went on to have a band with her husband called Ida. Not her husband's not called Ida. The band's called Ida. It's like an indie sort of rock-ish band. And then she started making kids' records, which are really beautiful. And they sound like real people playing real music.
Yeah.
And so when I had an opportunity, actually it was funny, Barnes & Noble came to me and they said, hey, this was at the beginning of the end of the music record labels. Record labels still exist, but they're just different. It's very different than it used to be. But this was, they came to me and they were interested in doing a record with me that they would exclusively put out in their stores, or at least the beginning of the record would be exclusive in their stores. And they were trying to figure out what kind of record I could do that would be different from my regular records. And I actually had a relationship with kids' music from when I was a kid. I wasn't against, like, and it's funny, my husband's the same way. Like, I'm not against kids' music, because to me, kids' music was Free to Be You and Me, Marlo Thomas's great record, which is more like a variety show, like The Muppet Show, but yeah. on mm-hmm. a record. You know, when there was a lot of entertainment that was child, that had a childlike humor and wonder and imagination, but had a sense of humor that could apply to grown-ups, and you know, it was clever and funny and interesting, and the characters were really cool, and so I had a relationship with that kind of thing from the 70s, and also like Carole King's record Really Rosie, which
right.
was really the template for what I wanted to do, something that was like, when I was a kid and I listened to that side by side with the Bee Gees and Elton John and lots of songs from the 70s that were on my clock radio. To me, it just sounded like it was grown-up music, but it was actually Maurice Sendak's books and words put to music, played by real musicians, produced like normal music. It wasn't like a toy. Even when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys had these dolls called Dawn. They were kind of like Barbie, but they were little, and they came with a plastic record you could listen to. And that record, it was for kids, and it could be played on your kid's record player, but actually, it was a grown-up, groovy girl band, and they recorded music, and it was sold with the dolls. And so there was this thing for me about, I like catchy stuff, but I also just like really good music. And as a kid, I felt so special when I got to listen to stuff that was, I guess I kind of knew it was meant for kids, but it had a very grown-up mentality. I felt really cool. The melodies were cool, and the musicianship was grown-up. So I thought, you know, I'd always like to do something like that. And although I didn't have kids at the time, I wanted to do that. And I realized Elizabeth Mitchell, she had made records like that already. And we hadn't made a project together in years and years. And so I asked her if she would make a record like that with me, because I knew she knew how to do it. And so she produced the record and we made Catch the Moon, the thing I remember most about when we made the record, the thing I remember most was that she said she liked to make records as if her child was sleeping in the next room. So there is this kind of quiet, and also just the way she and her husband and other people we worked with do the production, it's like people playing in a room, which is how you make music sound real, as opposed to a lot of this music that we don't like that sounds like toys, or like they didn't focus on getting the vocals right, or they didn't know how to use the drum machine, which they shouldn't have been using in the first place anyway. You know, like this was real music, but it just happened to be for kids. And so I went from there, just continuing to make music. The next record I made was a summer camp songs record,
which I do want to talk music. Specifically about with you.
Kids' music, again, like, I mean, to go back to your original question, there are rules about making any project. Like, it should just be as good as possible. Mm-hmm. It's not just because it's for kids, or maybe, you know, we've all gone through creative situations where there's budget or no budget. You have to make it really good, you know? So I just try to work with musicians. Like when I made my other records following the one I did with Liz, I play with the same musicians I play with on my grown-up records. Or if I haven't played with those musicians yet on my grown-up records, I often end up using those musicians if my regular band isn't available or it's not convenient. I play with those real musicians who've just played on the kids' music. You know, we might add some kids singing. And the music writing is a little bit different when it's original, because there are definitely certain themes.
Right.
That we might focus on that I might not focus on as much with grown-ups, although maybe I should, like friendship or what to do when it rains. And then there's also certain types of songs that I want to write, like my friends Michelle Lewis and Dan Petty and I, who made my sing-along record and my summer camp record together. We really wanted to make a song that was like on top of spaghetti about an inanimate food object that has a lot of adventures and tells a tale at the, you know, it has a moral at the end of the story. So we wrote a song called The Disappointing Pancake. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm influenced by kids' music, but still when it comes to it, we want the humor to be something that grown-ups can enjoy. We want the production to be something that is just real and it sounds really good. And in some cases could be mistaken for grown-up music.
Well, it's really fun, and it's actually so fun, just so our listeners know, today's show, all the interstitial bumpers, I'm actually pulling from one of my favorite Lisa Loeb albums, which is her Camp album, which I'm going to ask you about right now. I really enjoy the Camp album. My husband refers to me as the queen of camp. That, like, was that my time? Like, the camp for me was basically like my high school quarterback, big game. Like, you know, like I spent probably 18 years of my life in some form of summer camp. And
so you totally know.
Yes. And got the album, loved the album. I love the album because the very first song on it is Are You Ready for the Summer? And my question is, Meatballs is also one of my all-time favorite movies, which is a summer camp movie. And that is the song from Meatballs, Are You Ready for the Summer? Did that song exist before Meatballs, or was this a strange
shout-out
to Meatballs?
That was a Meatball shout-out. I think we were looking for like an upbeat song that was really fun, that also, exactly like you said, sort of encapsulates this time period of, I feel like it's the late 70s, early 80s, when I was a kid, definitely when you look back at the Bad News Bears and some of those movies that were for kids, they're maybe inappropriate for kids now because they're smoking and drinking and cussing, a lot of swearing. But at the time, you know, there's just a feeling about that time period that we wanted to capture in the Camp Lisa record, which it's funny because if somebody has not gone to camp, they might hear some of the songs and say, oh, these are for little kids. But if somebody has gone to camp, you know that when you're 15 years old, you're standing on a cafeteria table, like in the area where everybody eats, mm-hmm. shouting, you know, Found a Peanut song, or some gross out song, or some silly song, or some heartfelt song that you have your arms, you know, around each other, you're swaying back and forth and about to cry because these are the best friends you ever made. But, you know, like there's this innocence and fun that for people who have gone to camp, you know, it can go from, you know, being a little kid all the way through to even being a grown up or a counselor. And if you haven't gone to camp, I wanted to share that with people. But I definitely wanted to try to capture as much as I could about the simplicity of singing along, you know, how fun it could be just to sing along in a simple way. Of course, when you get into the studio, sometimes you start adding instruments and adding more instruments. But we try to keep some of it very, very simple. And then some of the songs that are grown up, more grown up sounding, that are more like, that are new songs. My friends Michelle and Dan and I were all on the same page about trying to come up with something that felt like those 1970s radio songs that were just very emotional and like you felt so grown up when you heard them, and the melodies were they pull on your heartstrings, and we wanted to write some songs like that that represented the different elements of summer camp, like the excitement of getting to summer camp or that excitement, but tiredness. We have a song called Wake Up that's about everybody wake up, or the first one is called Going Away, which is like taking everything you have with you to camp, which is fun to sing, and it has a super long list of things to memorize, which is fun.
You've got a project called Camp Lisa.
Yes.
Which is basically a project to help get kids who might not otherwise get to go to camp, which is just amazing.
It was a combination of things. It was, I think, having made some television shows, I had a show on the Food Network and a show on E! The idea of like making a TV show is always exciting. And I think when we were making the Camp Lisa record, we were thinking, wow, this would make a great TV show. Wouldn't it be fun to show people what summer camp is like? Right. You know, like, it'd be so much fun for kids to watch, and it'd be a great central theme that you could tie in all these different activities, cooking and singing and sports and documentary and just all kinds of things. And and good values and all the things you learn from camp, you know, learning to be part of a community and being an independent person and getting to see the outdoors and learning new skills and just, it'd be just a great thing. The TV show didn't work out, but then I thought, well, if we want to show kids about summer camp, the best way to do it is actually to send them to summer camp. So I decided to donate all the proceeds of the summer camp record and create a foundation to send kids to summer camp. And there's a great organization in New York called Scope. And it turned out they already were doing what I wanted to do with my summer camp foundation. So we've connected with them, and all the funds that we raise, for the most part, go to them, and then they send kids to summer camp. Camps that a lot of them are Fresh Air Fund camps in the New York area, but they're all like accredited and insured, and they're really great at finding the kids who would benefit from going to the summer camp. And so we continue to work with them. And also I have a coffee blend now with a company called Coffee Fool that's available online, called Coffee Fool. And my coffee blend is called Wake Up. And all the proceeds from that as well go to send kids to summer camp. I know for me, I was a very school-oriented person, you know, making good grades and going to college and all that. But I have to say that my summer camp experiences were probably more, they probably had a lot more to do with how I grew up and just becoming myself. And also I got to play guitar at summer camp and do creative things and fun things. And it just, it made such a huge impact on me. I wanted to share that.
Do you have a fear that I have this fear because camp was so important to me as well. I have this fear that my kids are both going to be like, I have no desire to go to camp, Mom. Back off. Are you psyching your kids up for camp already?
I know. As a mom, I actually have a little bit of a fear because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to send my kids away. You know, my daughter already goes to camp. They have camp at her school. But it's just like going to school, but it's camp. So I have a little bit of a fear of, as a mom, like having my kids do all those dangerous things we did at camp. But at the same time, I think I'd love for my kids to go to camp, and I actually am friendly with the people who own the summer camp now that I went to in outside of Austin, Texas. This great camp called Camp Champions. Great camp leader. And again, like, I think it would be a wonderful experience. That being said, I want my kids to have experiences like I did. They don't have to be the same ones I did, but I want them to have things that they love as much as the things that I loved growing up.
Well, that's the best. I know. That's nice. Well, we just want to thank you for coming on the show today. And what we're going to do is we're going to link people up to Camp Lisa as well as to Scope. We're going to link everybody up to the children's albums and the sing-along books. And you guys are going to be hearing a lot of the songs throughout the show today. And thank you so much for doing the show with us and joining us.
Oh, thank you. And definitely link them up to the coffee, because that will wake them up.
Oh, yeah, the coffee. Absolutely. Not that. Yes.
And never fear if your children, I know when your children get hooked on these CDs that somebody randomly gave you that you're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. And your kids think it's the best thing ever. Just, you know, it's just too cute to watch them singing along and you end up listening, but do your best. Just do your best.
Well, as long as there are albums similar to yours out there, then we will be able to not run ourselves off the road.
Good luck to you, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Are you ready for the summer?
So nice talking
it
with
was
Lisa.
Really nice. Yeah.
You know, and the takeaway there that answered our entire discussion about what makes good or bad children's music is apparently, like all things related to children, if you just approach them with respect and honesty, it's enjoyable for your child and for you.
Yeah.
Weird.
Totally.
Totally weird. But I just had such a great time like revisiting the camp experience. But I think Lisa Loeb and I are long-lost sisters.
I think so, too.
I think that's what it is.
I think she probably feels the exact same way.
The exact same way. Awkward. If we had had, like, 40 extra minutes, I'm pretty sure I could have gotten her into singing camp songs with me.
Yeah. I think we're going to have an upcoming episode all about camp.
Yay!
Where I can feel sad and neglected because I never got to go to camp. So,
by the time I'm done with you, Teresa, you will feel like you have gone to camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know what is also great?
What's great?
We're going to go to our mom rant, which is a little different this time.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
It's not a mom having a breakdown.
Get excited. Our mom who broke down with a four-year-old.
Oh.
Has called us back to check in.
Is she okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, Teresa and Biz. This is the rant mom, I guess. I just want to call back in and just thank you guys so much for, like, playing the phone call and the support you gave afterwards, and the advice were amazing and really did help a lot. And then after I listened to my phone call on your show, I went on your Facebook page, and there were all these moms on there who knew exactly what I was feeling and were so supportive and understanding. It made me feel like I'm not crazy for feeling frustrated and annoyed. And, you know, it comes from a place of course, we just want to do the best for our kids. And that's why we get so frustrated. I do feel a lot better since I called the first time. I've bought some parenting books. I kind of deal with this type of child. I've definitely reached out to the support that I have around me, which I am very lucky. I have a lot of people around me. And also, I'm taking a break. I have a group of girlfriends that's kind of been like pressuring me to take a little girl's vacation, and I've always thought I can't do that. I can't leave. There's so much stuff, and how could my husband possibly do it without me? And a couple days after I made that call, I just realized, you know, if someone's offering you a break, you need to take the break. So I'm taking a girls' weekend. I'm really excited. Everything will be fine. I'll get to recharge my batteries a little bit. And, again, just what an amazing podcast you have and experience. All these moms and the support and being honest and feeling like you're not alone. That is definitely, I think, a genius move by you guys. So thank you so much. Of course, keep listening to all your helpful tips and advice. And I can't wait to hear what you guys do next. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh, man.
Sometimes it's
great.
Nice to have a good rant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, the two, they're, one, I'm so glad she called back because Everybody just wanted to know that you were, because we have all been there.
Yeah.
And you just want to hear. I mean, Teresa and I have the luxury of coming on here and like, and then the next week we get to come back and say, we're better.
Yeah.
You know? And so we don't always get to hear that from you guys. And so that was really nice because it was such a call that all of us felt. So we all felt like we were going through it with you. So
and there were so many people on Facebook saying, Mom, are you out there?
Right.
Are you okay?
And Twitter,
hope you're okay. We're thinking of you.
We had people on Twitter, and like what you guys don't always see are the great emails that we get in our inbox as well as on our Facebook inbox of people reaching out. So you're right. There is a huge community of moms that has come out of the show, and that could not make Teresa and I feel any better.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
It really is great. And just great. That you're going on the mom break. I mean, that's such a good idea.
So genius.
And it's such a good reminder of taking care of yourself. So we should all be taking that away from this show. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, mom, kid or no kids. When you feel you've hit that point, give yourself the break. That's important. And speaking of important, I just want to say, you know, in all seriousness, the Max Fun family has allowed us to do this show. This was an idea that I had a long time ago when I was feeling really alone and really frustrated and really out of touch with who I was and my friends and my community after having a kid. And when Teresa and I started talking about it and we were able to make this show happen because Max Fun is letting us do the show and helping us create it, I could not be happier with what it's become. And that is why I am a donor to Max Fun to support my own show as well as all the other shows that are filling these needs for people. It doesn't have to be the mom need that you need filled. I mean, it could be there are a lot of other great shows on Max Fun that are filling these sorts of needs and helping build a community. And so the Max Fun Drive really does go to the money that you guys donate really goes to create these shows and allow us to do this and give them to you for free. And I just want to say thank you very much for those who donate and for those who will donate and just for listening. Thank you for listening and helping us support each other and support other parents. It's a big deal.
Yeah, completely. Thank you guys so much for listening to our show. Your comments are always so well appreciated.
Yeah.
Even if you're listening and you've never, you know, made contact with us, but, you know, you're listening every week and following along, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to just say, you know, this is the Max Fun Drive. Now is the best time all year to show your support by becoming a member of Maximum Fun. Just go to MaximumFun.org and click on donate. You'll see a whole list of different membership levels. Pick the one that's right for you. We have levels as low as $5 a month, all the way up to $200 a month. You'll get some great perks. And, you know, like we said, we make the show for free. We want to give it away for free. We want everybody to have access to the show.
Yes.
If you would like to support what we do, if you listen and you enjoy this show, this is one way to do that. So just go to MaximumFun.org/donate. And thank you so much.
And remember, you all are doing a really great job. I so appreciate Teresa reminding me that our old tagline was, this is a hard job and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
And so you're all, we give a shit.
We do give a shit.
And you're all doing a good job. Kids, no kids. Pets, no pets, I don't know. Kids music, no kids music. You're doing a great job. Teresa, you are doing a great job.
Thank you. Biz, you are doing a great job.
Thank you. We'll talk to you guys next week, which is the big sex show, Maximum Drive wrap up.
I have to say, next week.
Yeah, next week, sex show.
We're talking sex.
We're talking sex.
So you kind of don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss that one.
Bye.
I want to linger. A little longer, a little longer here with you. It's such a perfect night. It doesn't seem quite right that this should be my last with you.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlis, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Do you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show? Then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
I want to linger a little longer here with you. And as the years go by, I'll think of you and sigh. This is good night and not goodbye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.